Howdy there, folks. Welcome back once again. My name is Chris. I am the host of Insomnia Radio Canada, and this is show number 50. Hard to believe it. We're up to show 50 already, and almost our three-year anniversary. Can you believe that? The first show aired September 15th in 2012. That's right, September 15th, 2012. Wow, hard to believe. It's been an interesting journey over the last couple of years. So today, because it's the 50th show, I think I'm going to do a little review of the last 49 shows, talk about, how things have changed here, what I'm recording with, who I've seen, what I've done, and hopefully what's going to go on for the next couple months to get us to the three-year anniversary. And if anybody has anything interesting they'd like to see me do for the three-year anniversary show, do drop me some feedback at chris@insomniaradio.net. So way back on the first show, and I don't even remember how long the first show was, we played Pigeon Park, Matthew DeZotte, Unlikely Heroes, Bridges, Chasing Eidolon, and Automatic Toys. So I think to kick things off today, I'm going to play my favorite track from that show, one that I have played a few times again since then. I have played Automatic Toys several times. I do enjoy the music. So this is Automatic Toys and Dancing with the Devil.
I'm dancing with the devil. The beat's taking over my fear. I'm dancing with the devil. Evil is so much fun. Yeah, I'm dancing with the devil. I'm dancing 'cause I can't run. Makes me fall. The devil makes me fall. I'm dancing with the devil. Her shoes are bright and red. Yeah, I'm dancing with the devil. I hear her inside of my head. We're drinking up the hours. Walking towards a different light. Tonight, break, breaking my face off. Waste, waste it on the floor. I keep dreaming about happy ever after. I keep dreaming, but the devil makes me fall. I'm dancing with the devil. We'll go our separate ways. I'm sure you'll be back someday. Break, breaking my face off. Waste, waste it on the floor. I keep dreaming about happy ever after. I keep dreaming, but the devil makes me fall.
Great track to start off the show. Always a great tune, gets you up and moving. So show number 2 came out on the 26th of September in 2012, just a few short weeks later. Played a great 13 tracks. Was going to wait for a whole month originally to do a next show, but I just couldn't wait. I got rather excited about doing podcasting at that time. My show notes have definitely evolved from where they were from what I posted to what I actually have in front of me since that time. I don't tend to get a lot of feedback on how the webpage looks, so if you have feedback on the way the show notes are done and whether or not you like just having those clickable links with the band name that'll take you to their pages, their website, their Twitter, whichever I put up, and the song titles for each group, let me know. If you'd like to see something more, you'd like to see less, send me feedback, chris@insomniaradio.net. I also had Twitter up by that point, and it was @IR_Canada. We still use that today. And yesterday I had used it to do some live tweeting from the GTA Comic Con in Burlington. So if you're following along, you would have seen what I was up to yesterday. So let's see, when did we do show number 3? Because, well, why not? Let's go through them all. Show 3 looks like it didn't air until October 15th, so it took me a couple weeks again to get that out. And I changed the way I'd done the track listings and not as much in the show notes. At that point, I was hoping to do bi-weekly shows, and this was the first time I played Persist on the show. It was a big mix that week. I had all kinds of different music. I had The Caretakers, Scott McCord and The Bonafide Truth, Capital Six, Ali Bartlett, and Larissa. Lots of great stuff. So how do you pick just one song from one show to say, hey, this was the best track of the show? It's really not all that easy. Most of the music I've played, I keep in download tracks and play them in playlists and stuff still to this day. So it makes it challenging when you play so many great groups. Show 4 aired in November, so it took me almost a whole month to get the next show up. Now, at the time, I was going to Fanshawe College for computer technician. I did not quite complete my diploma there, my certificate, but I have hopes that still one day that I'll get back and get those last 3 credits I need to get that. I have since landed a fantastic job and don't feel the need as much to go back and finish that diploma, but I would still like to do it to I finished college, I've got my diploma, even if I don't end up working in that field. So show 4, we played The Rosie Reds, Sound Switch, Michael Logazar, The Silence Industry, and 22 Hertz. So yeah, it was a shorter show. I think I played a couple tracks from each band. But yeah, even at this point, the show notes had gotten even smaller on the webpage. So I think I'll pick my favorite track from one of those 3 shows and play it for you now. Yeah.
the party's begun, now where is my beer? On the floor, I'm the main cat. I can see straight, gonna have to change that. Where the Cuervo, gonna have to drink that. She threw herself at me, I had to think fast. Now, it's all good when you're grooving to the beat. I'm a shooing when I do it with the movement of the feet. And she knew it, she came up and threw me on a leash. Just trying to see what I'ma do for a treat, yeah. Take myself back to the bar, give me a drink or I'm slapping your arm. Woman coke or I'm jacking your car. Thank you, now I'm back to the floor. Say it like Lawwood, you know we go out and we start hitting the hardwood. What we gonna do, Law?
Gonna have a few
and
take a shot or two.
Get 'em, girl.
Oh yeah.
Let's do this
and dance the night away.
Woo.
Away. We're hitting the hardwood.
So the track there that I picked out was Larissa's. I knew Larissa because she was a co-op student where I was working at one point. And the song is DTNA featuring Cola T, and it came off of show 3. So, yeah. I always enjoyed that track. Larissa's got a great voice, and she is apparently recording more stuff. So, that's pretty exciting. I just haven't seen any of it go up yet. So, when it does, I will probably get my hands on it. The next show didn't air until the 19th of November, so due to school, almost a month apart. But we had some great tracks from a band called Glow in Montreal, who did send me some feedback about playing their stuff, which was fantastic. Brad Sucks, who I've played a few times. Brian Tossoff from BC. Daniel Bryant, who continues to send me new stuff, and I play it. Unisite. Again, I played some more Chasing Eidolon because at that time he had just released a new song. So he hasn't put out anything since 2012. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Be great if he has recorded some stuff to get it out there. Jamie Rumley, Trenchtown Oddities, Jesse Pollock Lewis, and Pete Lesbrons. And my husband actually went to high school with Pete, so that's kind of exciting that Pete's sent some stuff on to me. And I wrapped up the show with a new track from Heatherdale called Fortune, which to this day continues to be one of my favorite tracks by Heather, and she's got quite a few albums out now. But Fortune is all about seizing the day and taking that chance and going after your dreams today and not waiting for tomorrow for that day that might be the perfect day to go after them. Because if you don't go after your dreams and seize that moment, you might never get them. So, yeah, I loved show 5. It had lots of great music on it. And at that point, I was really, I think, getting into doing this. And at that point in time, I knew it didn't matter how much time went between shows, because I was enjoying doing it, and I definitely needed that distraction of doing something fun while I was doing school, because I found trying to learn the technical stuff and remember how to configure IP addresses and all that, I'm not good with numbers, became stressful and frustrating, especially when I was dealing with a lot of teenagers in class who would sit in class during lectures and be clicking like mad playing Minecraft and World of Warcraft, and it made it very challenging to listen and focus on the teacher no matter where I was sitting in the classroom. So yeah, keep that in mind when you're in class, guys. If you're in college and you're playing those video games, teachers realize those gamers sit in the back rows, but if you're sitting in the middle in the front where you've got students that are really genuinely trying to pay attention to the lecture, sitting beside you is a huge distraction to some of us. So show 6 didn't air for a month. It came out in December. And we played Aviator Shades, who are about to tour in Toronto. The Autumn Portrait, Daniel Robert. It was the first French song I had played on the show. The Judes, Vera City Waves, who came from the Oshawa. For use of those of you not local to Ontario, that would be Oshawa. Quite commonly gets nicknamed and called the Oshawa. Elwood and the Woodsman, another great group. Kupla, those guys sent me some music, which was pretty fantastic. Abandon All Ships and Elderbrock, another great couple sets of shows. So let's see if I can pick out just one track from those to play for you.
Take from the spotlight, far away and out of mind.
Save me from the spotlight, far away and out of
but
mind.
You're enjoying the show today so far. So we've gotten up to, was it show 6 now? Wow, hard to believe. 6 shows, and that was only in the first 4 months. So show 7, it aired on January 1st. Yep, New Year's Day. I was a bit of a keener. And we had quite a few good bands that day. We had Opium Parlor, The Years, Still in Lock, 7 Mile Stair, Heads on Backwards, and December Rose. Lots of great music from all over. I think it was mostly Ontario that day. Then it took me a bit, just a few days to get out show 8. January 10th it rolled out. Oh wow, what a interesting mix of music we had that show. We had Vienna Psychoanalytic Society. It was the first time I played VPS. They have since dropped me more new stuff, and I've played them again. Zoo Legacy, Solo Sonic, Madison Violet, Robert Nix, and a group that I actually put in my list on Spotify that I listen to quite a bit, In My Coma. Those guys actually had a track that was played on The Lost Girl TV show. So I tend to be one of those nerds that if it's played on a TV show I like and I like it, I mention it to other people because either the band is fantastic or the show is fantastic, or in this case, both. Lost Girl is actually in its last season right now. They've decided to wrap it up in season 5. And I think it's great that TV shows can plan to do that, as disappointing as it can be to the viewers. Having a show that knows I can wrap this show up and have a good ending and a good season, and let's deal with that instead of dragging it out and maybe having a couple of bum seasons and losing fans. There's always a chance that they could bring the show back in a bunch of years and do a one season off on a different character. There's always great chances for spinoffs, but if you haven't watched Lost Girl and you like that kind of different sci-fi kind of shows, Lost Girl's about the fays that are living in the real world and we don't know they're there, basically. Or if you read Laurel K. Hamilton, you'll probably enjoy these this TV series. Great bunch of actors. A couple of them are Canadian. They're all great people. I have met some of them, so give the show a chance if you haven't watched it already. So let's see what I can find for us to listen to next. Because definitely lots of great music between show 7 and show 8 and probably even show 9. Which, it took me a whole month to get it out because it came out on the end of the month. This one we had Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils, Elephant Stone, Kieran Delamont, Logo Pilar, The Monarch Project, Sister Satellite. Those guys are from PEI. As well as 2 Hours Traffic, who came from PEI. So, yeah, there's lots of great stuff in those three shows. Let's see what I pick up for you to hear from those shows. I'm sure it'll be great.
Let it go, 'cause I know that when the sun comes, no one will be.
and that was In My Coma, and the song was Losing Sleep. I played that track way back on show 8. It's the only time I have played them except for today on show 50. So if they are listening, and I really hope they will listen because I will tag them, I'd love to get feedback from them on what they think of me playing their music. They did grant me permission to play that track, and hopefully they'll send me some more stuff and get a few new fans from it. So show 10, wow, that didn't air until February 8th. We played some Mr. Tasty, Persist, My Lucky Fish, Xenicus, Sonic Garage, The Suppliers, and Janai. It was a very lovely, upbeat show, though at that point in time I was getting a little concerned that all the music that was being submitted to me was metal. Lots of metal. Including lots of screamo metal, which is my least favorite. You've got to have some really great music behind it for me to consider playing it. I'm still getting lots of metal to this day, and amazingly, I try to space it out and put a little on each show if I can. And show 11 was February 21st, so it only took me a couple weeks to get it out. I was very excited that I finally hit double digits for shows 10 and 11. This would probably be the first time I played some real good country on the show. At least I was told it was real good country. I'm not a huge country fan. I do enjoy some of it, but I don't go out of my way to find it. Sorry, guys. I know there are some big country fans out there, and I've learned that everybody likes to like their own stuff, and it doesn't matter what your opinion is, they're still going to like what they like, and that's okay. So we played some Paul Randy Mingo, and he does occasionally send me links to new videos and stuff, so thank you, Paul. Then I played some Invasives from Vancouver, some Noreen Braun, some Owen Shire, The City Streets, Amber Ladd, John Michael, and Core. Sadly, Core have split up and haven't heard about a new band yet, but I've been promised they are working on stuff, so we'll see what happens. John Michael still keeps in touch and thanks me for his tweets and all the love I send him with the Friday Fellows and such. And yeah, lots of great music on that show too. I did entitle that show Kicking Off with Country, so I was warning people for those that don't tend to enjoy the country that we did start with country. Show 12. Well, it took me a couple weeks to get that one out, and I actually got feedback on that show. There were 4 comments that came in. We did a lot of coast-to-coast with the music for there. We played Dawn Before Descent, Shattervox, James Hutchinson, Sun Mines, Arkham Awaits, and Full of Excuses. Arkham Awaits was something I had found through a local music magazine, and they're from Guelph, so I've seen a lot of bands coming out of Guelph lately. Lots of great stuff there. Full of Excuses, I think I played them a couple times now. But yeah, there was lots of great music coming out on all these early shows, and I found it got harder and harder to get people to submit me their music, which is a shame. You're getting some free publicity out of it, possibly some new fans. Why wouldn't you send me at least just one track, your favorite track, to give me a listen? So show 13 was March 25th. There was a big gap in shows there, but lots of great music again. We got Odium, Michael Patrick Band, Daniel Bryant, Tribe Called Red, very unique electric powwow kind of music, very tribal, very unique. Really enjoyed everything I could get my hands on from them. They constantly go out on tour, and yeah, I think if you like the music, you should definitely go give them a listen. Show 14. Wow, almost halfway through the first round of double digits. This one was a unique show. I only played the bands that I had gone to see at a venue for, it was the first live show I'd gone to see in ages. So the 3 of the bands that played that night were Men to Wolves, Core, and Persist. So that show, I talked about the show, about the guys, and it was a great show. So I think now I will play you something from that show.
Than we can understand. It's human nature. We don't want to be alone. I'm searching for the one to call my own. Something changed inside of me.
Show in Hamilton was definitely worth the drive for me. It's well over an hour to get down to Hamilton, but the late night was worth it, especially to see those guys and to finally meet the guys from Persist and get to talk to them a little bit before the show. That was pretty fantastic. So show 15 didn't air till April 29th. We played Wilton Said, Silken, Billy Kang and the Hazy Mountains, The Good Fridays, The Ferret Song, that was a great little track, Marble Lion, and Whoa, She's a Babe. Very interesting name for a band. Yeah, there was a big gap between shows there, and thus I titled show 15, I'm Back. Yes, well, you know, it takes time sometimes. Show number 16 aired on May 13th, and it was a bit of a shorter show, I think, that week. We had Moment of Inertia, Umagma, Guy Major, The Sin, The Good Fridays, The Garuda Effect, and Navy Skies. So, not a lot of music. I think I only played one or two songs from each band that week. It made for a bit of a shorter show. Oh, show 17. What did we do here? Lots of music from Toronto. Ian Gosby, Steve Blair, Social Potion. Loved Social Potion. Their song Cordelia is quite unique. Teenage Kicks. That was a great track. Marvelous Bohunks. Yes, interesting name. Those guys have been around since the 90s, got back together. They've been fantastic about doing an interview with me, sent me a whole bunch of stuff. I've got their CDs. They send me a new one every time they put something out. Their biography in a book, yep, real paperback book cover. And they got some t-shirts out recently, and they sent me one last summer. And I did wear the t-shirt while I was in the Schwa last summer for a day. So I have a picture of me in the Marvelous Bohunks shirt down in Oshawa, South End, which is generally referred to as the scary part of town. But anyways, back on track here. Last band I played on that show was Septembrio, and the song was I Believe. And I believe those guys are from Alberta. I think they've got some new stuff in the works right now. If they do, they should really send it to me and I'll get it on the show. Let's see, show 18, June 17th. yeah, having a problem getting shows out on time, I was at that point. So we played Doll, Born Broken, Overnight Clydes, Rifkin, The Almighty Rumbus, and Mushy Callahan. So lots of other great bands. Most of these ones I don't think I've played more than once, except maybe Mushy Callahan. But lots of great tracks. So what do you think? Think I should play something else from one of those 8 shows? I think I should. Let's see what I find, Jack. I picked out from show 18 from June 17th, Mushy Callahan, Shot Down. So it took a little bit to get to the next show. I didn't do it till July 1st. I did a Canada Day show. We did Bite, Sweet Vintage Ride, JoJo Worthington, Last Kick, White Horse, and Beloved Foe. Decent amount of music on that show. And I thought, Canada Day show, why not? Good day to get a show out. The next one took me just over 2 weeks to get out, July 16th, for show 20th. Oh, we've got convicted killer scientist, Vuk Lazar, Core, Persist, and Automatic Toys, Deli to Dublin, Larissa T. Looks like I done a review show on Show 20. Yep, Mr. Tasty, 2 hours traffic. Oh, look, I did play In My Coma again. I played Losing Sleep again on Show 20. Well, that tells me that it's definitely a track I enjoy. So Show 20 we called Walk Down Memory Lane. Yeah. I think I did the other half of the reviews on Show 21, which came out on July 29th. So we did some Paul Randy Mingo, Dawn Before Descent, DNSQ3, Whoa She's a Babe, Moment of Inertia, Social Potion, Mushy Callahan, White Horse, Vuk Lazar, Hilo, Alan Jarvis, Annette, and Take the Apple. I still enjoy the stuff from Take the Apple. I think some of it has creeped into my regular playlists. Show 22... Oh, that one didn't come out till almost the end of August, August 22nd. Ah, Little Black Dress. Love this group. They are going to be at Canadian Music Week. I love their song called The Paparazzi. Go check it out. You'll understand why. Then we had some Lee Segal. He was performing at the Stratford Festival. Daniel Casavant, Nadia Dolce, Blowfly, and Carmen and Camille. Yeah, lots of great stuff in that show. Really, really loved everything I had in that show, I think. Show 23, September 10th, so I'm getting better at getting stuff out. Changed the way I'd been doing my show notes. Not sure I'd go back to doing them that way again, but yeah, it worked for that day, I think. So we'd Staggered Crossing, Michael Logazar with This Joy, that was one of my favorite songs by him. James Cameron, Going Commando, Iliac, Ben's Imaginary Band, The Easton Ellis's, Lungs for Gills, and The Wind Whistles. Yeah, I do not think I would ever do my show notes the way I did them on that show again for you guys. It was just, it looked busy and cluttered and harder to figure out which link is which. Oh, yes. Definitely like my format I'm using now. If you have any feedback on the way I'm doing the links in the show notes, please feel free to send me a note and let me know. Next show was Show 24. No comments on this one. Didn't come out till October, so it looks like I'm back to doing monthly shows again. Believe it may have been school. It may have been the lack of stuff coming into my show notes or into my email. So we had Careless Ruler, Heather Dior, Teen Days, Absolutely Free, Goatbox Rebel, and Trainwreck Architect. I'd also posted some news on that site on that day about what was going on. But I think it is time for another track. So let's see what I pick you out of that bunch of shows.
The paparazzi, call the paparazzi. The paparazzi, call the shots like I see. The paparazzi, call the paparazzi. The paparazzi is here. Even the girls that normally would not would. Even the boys that normally straight stay put. Everyone's there to pick up and the party's good. Call the paparazzi.
Call the paparazzi.
Even the girls that aren't really cute seem cute. Even the boys that can't really dance got moves. And everyone's there to pick up and your body grooves. Call the paparazzi. The paparazzi, call the paparazzi. The paparazzi, call the shots like I see. The paparazzi.
paparazzi, call the shots like I see. The paparazzi, the paparazzi, call the paparazzi. The paparazzi, yeah. The paparazzi, call the paparazzi. The paparazzi, call the shots like I see. The paparazzi, the paparazzi, call the paparazzi. The paparazzi, yeah. The paparazzi, call the paparazzi. The paparazzi, call the shots like I see. The paparazzi, the paparazzi, call the paparazzi. The paparazzi, yeah.
So that was the great track called The Paparazzi by Little Black Dress. Those guys are playing the Canadian Music Week, which is coming up like now-ish, I think. I'd have to, you know, toddle out and check on dates and stuff. But that brings us up to show 23. Let's see, what did we do for this show? Looks like we changed the format on the show notes again on the webpage. Don't like the format I was using. I definitely ended up changing it again. It was the last show before the show turned a year old, it looks like. September 10, 2013. Yeah, 1 year old. So I'd only gotten 2 submissions that time. Everything else came off Jamendo and a bunch of stuff Dave and Carolyn had played on the Bugcast. Lots of Creative Commons stuff. We had Staggered Crossing, Michael Logazar, James Cameron, Going Commando, Iliac, Ben's Imaginary Band, East Analysis, Lungs for Giles, and The Wind Whistles. Lots of interesting variety there, lots of different types of music, different styles from different bands. Show 24. First one for year 2. That was October 17th, 2013. When we played Careless Rulers, Heather Dior, Teen Days, Absolutely Free, Goat Box Rebel, Trainwreck Architect, and had posted a little bit of news about Marvelous Bohunks and Septembrio and stuff they were doing. Yeah, lots of great music that show. Which brings us to 25, the halfway mark to where we are now, show-wise at least. Show 25 aired October 24th, 2013. Pushing Daisies, Sunday Wild, Delta Wind, Mr. Tasty, M22, Uncut, and Jason Cudmore. Now, thanks to the wonders that are the switching around of computers, changing of computers, files lost and stuff, having trouble tracking down all the great and wonderful tracks that are on every show. So I think I may wrap up the show with just a couple of tracks that I have played over those first 25 shows, a couple that would, I'd say, be my favorites. Yeah, something like that. And hopefully we'll be back in a week or less with the other 25 shows, and then into show 51, because we're going to do this one as show 49 part 1 and part 2, or 50 part 1 part 2. Show 51, we are calling Area 51. So use your imagination. I'm sure you can figure it out, and that'll give you a little something to look forward to. So thanks for tuning in. Enjoy these last 2 tracks, and we'll see you around in a couple weeks.
Just wanna be a man. waited for a sunny day to launch my grand design. But clouds would loom, the wind would turn. It happened every time. Until at last it struck me, I should just let it all unfold. The sun is shining somewhere. Fortune loves the bold. They laughed and shouted questions to the fool out in the storm. They thought that I would envy them, all safe and dry and warm. But I think I'm done with staying sun is shining somewhere, and fortune loves the bold.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.